As the old cowboy said, we'll get her done.
We'll get her done.
Good evening.
Evening.
Glad to see everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's heard me preach once and he never got to preach again. God, Jesus had to, or passed at the cross.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love my pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Even more, I love my church.
Amen. Amen.
Folks, and basically that message tonight, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yes, yes.
I want you to go on a spiritual journey with me.
Amen.
Tonight. And it's going to require you to use your imagination. Okay? Now, I know my pastor has a vivid imagination because he thinks he's good looking. I may not get to preach again. But, no, seriously, we all have an imagination.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, a little kid, but I don't know, maybe San Diego's side, I'm not going to talk about you like he talked about her.
I'd like to have that conversation.
No, I had a real good imagination. Kids don't have a good imagination today. I had a stick horse, Trigger.
Yeah.
And I rode that stick horse all over the place. Folks, we need to be able to picture things in our mind.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And also, after that, for birthday or Christmas or something, I don't remember exactly, somebody got me a big bag of Army men. Tanks and all that.
Yeah.
I could go out in the backyard and I could set those critters up.
Oh, man.
And my artillery was rocks. And I would just blow them things up and just amuse myself.
Yeah.
But kids don't have an imagination now. If it ain't on one of these,
that's right.
They can't think.
That's right.
And my kids are in agreement with me. I've got three of them. And they all say, thank God I'm not small anymore. Because they lived in my house being small, they wouldn't get a phone until they were 33. That's the truth of the matter. So I want to trust you guys that you have an imagination.
Amen.
Tonight. Because we're going to go on a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
First of all, before this morning, I asked two people to... I gave them some parameters to think on. And in a moment, I'm going to call on them.
Yes.
But folks, I told you I'm proud of my church.
Amen.
I love this church.
Yes.
Not necessarily because you are in it, but because Jesus Christ died for
it. Amen.
That's a big difference. Yes. And because he died for it, I see you through the shed blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I'd strangle the Lord. Go home and pray.
You're not the
only
one.
No, listen. It's what Jesus has done for us.
Hey.
And because of that, before we get into the message or the text this morning,
yeah.
I want you to notice the old passage of Scripture. Did you leave him already? In the book of Hebrews, in verse 23 of the 10th chapter, it says, let us hold fast.
Amen.
Now, I want you to understand something. You and I have something to hang on to.
Yes.
I'm glad I don't have to trust in the arm of the flesh.
Yes. Amen.
I'm glad that I can hang on to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And
thank
he
you,
hangs on to me.
Yes, sir.
He's not even going to leave me nor forsake me.
Yes.
Brother, amen. I've got something to hold on to.
Yes.
And all else doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got a place to come
pastor and I, sometimes we'll be talking, and I'll say, "Brother, listen, you're preaching to the choir."
And what that means, he's preaching to the faithful 30.
That's right. Amen.
It's the truth. It is.
Yeah.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
I thank God that you're here.
Amen. Amen.
If you wasn't here, he wouldn't have nobody to preach you to me.
And I'd probably walk out. Brother Emma would quit coming.
But you're here, and we're preaching to them. But listen, we believe, or we did it in our mind, that when we think of the church, we just think of the faithful 30. That's not correct.
All right.
If your name is on the roll of this church, you're part of this church.
Amen.
I've heard preachers over the years say, "Well, there's a church inside of the church." That's not biblical. One church, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
That's it.
And brother, the majority of our church is missing tonight. I praise God that you guys are here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. But folks, it ought to break our heart because the majority of the church isn't here.
Amen.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And notice this, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good work.
Amen. Right?
The people that are not here, we're to provoke them.
Yeah, right.
In the same manner there are times when my wife provokes me. She knows my buttons.
Yeah.
She knows what to push.
Amen.
And she knows what the outcome is going to be.
Sure.
I go from 0 to 100 that way.
And I can just ignore you.
See what I look at. She provokes me and then ignores me. It's hard to fight for yourself.
It is.
But brother, let's push it to both one another.
Amen.
And there is nothing wrong. Where's our clerk? Right hand. Does somebody don't know you're a clerk?
I didn't know that.
Listen, there's nothing wrong in getting a list from a clerk and calling people or sending them cards saying, "Where are you at?"
Amen.
Part of this church. I can show you biblically that's not his job.
Amen.
I'm sure praise God.
Preach.
His word is to be instant and in season, preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Provoking one another is our job.
Yeah.
We need to provoke one another into love and a good work.
What
I want you to, I'm going to keep track of the time. What I want you to understand something tonight. The words that you hold in your hand. The words that you hold in your hand, they are precious in the sight of God the Father.
Amen.
Because they are by divine inspiration given to you and I.
Yeah.
John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word.
Was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Right.
Listen, it didn't start with the completion of the Word of God.
Amen.
Right.
The Word has always been.
Always been.
Yeah.
Always.
And we have been given that Word.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many Bibles I have wore out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got one. It's in my briefcase. I was going to use it tonight. It's really my favorite Bible. But from about Genesis to Leviticus, it's fallen out.
Oh,
man. I'm going to have to find me some glue and glue it back in. I hate to retire that Bible. It's got a lot of years in that one. But brother, listen, the word that we handle are the words of life.
Yeah.
They're not dead words.
No.
They're not
That's right.
But they are words to people that are loved. Brother, can you bring that bottle of water down on my briefcase, sir? They are words that bring life.
Amen. Yes.
And both we as children of God, ought to appreciate and love the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
One more verse after the verse I read, I quote.
The same was in the beginning with God.
That is another verse.
All things were made by Him.
All things are made by Him. Listen, you exist by the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to live until He calls me home.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't nobody gonna hurt me.
Nah.
Ain't nobody gonna take my life. But Jesus Christ, when it's time, He'll say, come home.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
He says.
First of all, I will go down to places where I can get hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
After dating your brain, I know some of you don't believe it, but there's nothing in there about the size of the wall now. And it tells me, stay away from places like that.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
That's the Spirit of God working with me.
Yes, sir.
I don't go down to Fremont Street.
No.
Ain't nothing good happens down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Ron Jerry was talking today after service. Do you understand? If you go out on that porch during the daytime and you look over the Vegas Valley, kind of lose a block. But if you look at it at night, it glitters. Do you know why they light that thing up at night? Because they understand that men love darkness rather than
light. That's right. That's right.
That is praise to the natural man.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't nothing good happening down there.
Nope.
Our message tonight.
Yes.
Before I give you the chapter in the book,
that's it.
It's 14 short verses. But I want you to understand something. Before we read, and before I have Brother Jose and Sister Tony, new Tony, opposed to the old Tony. Jesus, sisters. You're old because you're no longer than she's been here. Okay? You got to understand my lingo. Them two are going to come and they're going to let us have what they see.
Now, I can tell you what I think the church sees, or what I see in the church, or what I don't see in the church.
Yeah.
But when you hear it, maybe from somebody else.
All right, man.
And this is the first time in 50 years I've asked somebody in the audience to participate.
Amen.
It may come back and bite me. Okay, which one of you want to go first? Come on, brother. Now, I asked the deacon to come, but now, brother, you ain't got all night. You're in my team. Okay? How do you see this church? If God placed you up and you could look over the whole entire congregation, just not the faithful 30, but the entire church, what do you see?
I see a dedicated church, but yes, like you said, there's many more members that we should be reaching out to, including myself, praying for them. I see a church that... can't blame nobody but ourselves if we don't do the will of God, because we have spiritual leader that is being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I think we got a lot of we got families that are faithful.
Okay, thank you, brother. Now this is from an old member. Okay. Okay.
But we all come short of the glory of God.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You can go sit down now. Sister Tony, come up here. This is a new prospective member. I say that because they're waiting for the water in the river to come up. You want to be baptized in the river. If you could look down on this church, same thing I asked Brother Jose, not just the faithful 30, but the entire church, and I know you haven't because I haven't met some of them. Okay? But what do you see in the spiritual condition of this church? Be brave now.
It's broken.
It's broken.
She said it's broken, but I promised her no one will jump on her because I asked her to be brutally honest. It's broken.
It's broken. There is no reaching out to those who do not attend. We should be constantly reaching out to those who do not attend.
Amen.
There's no discipleship here. I came here and did not receive anything to keep me coming back if I had not made that decision on my own.
Come on, say it.
There's no keeping people engaged with Jesus by witnessing what we have gone through with Him. Reaching out to those people who we don't see here and letting them know what Jesus can do for them.
Amen.
To get them back in here so that they can see that for themselves.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that it?
Keep going.
Amen.
You got more? She
just took sandpaper and rubbed all over my back. Okay, you can sit down. Thank you very much for your honesty. Listen, folks, I would say from her standpoint, from what she saw, what she sees, we've got work to do.
That's right. Amen.
We've got work to do.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get into my message now. Now my 50-minute starts.
Go for it. All you need, brother.
Okay.
Just preach.
That's it.
I want you to turn with me. There was a time in the Word of God where I understand that these passages. So don't come out and say, well, we have that dealing with Israel. Ain't got that. Shut up.
Yeah.
We can learn from even
Amen.
God told Israel.
That's right.
The Word says about the Old Testament, these things were written for your examples or examples.
Yeah.
Because if we don't look at the past, we're going to make the same mistakes in the future.
Right.
And I think churches today are in that place of making a grave mistake. So spiritually, I want you to look down on this church. Not the way that we think about looking down, but I think to observe. Because just not us, but the entire church.
Amen.
We've got people, and go out and tell them Brother Patterson said it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. We've got people that only show up when we have a potluck.
Amen.
That's
right.
Wrong.
Yep.
We ought to show up at our service, because our preacher is given a message to feed us with.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. We've got members that have, I've been here almost 3 years. We've got members that I haven't yet seen in 3 years. We've got people on the roll. Tell them I don't care. I'm telling you the truth.
Yep.
That once mama died, you ain't seeing them again.
That's right. Amen.
Brother, that's wrong. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is.
Amen.
Amen. Now, listen, we as church are dying today.
That's right.
Just not this church, but every scriptural New Testament church. We're in a drought today.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
That's why, Brother Roger, please don't sing, I think it's page 13. Planted by the river, I shall not be moved. That is a Baptist hymnal. Listen, we need to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We need to be caught up and we need to say, Lord, breathe life into me.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, churches today are losing it.
Yeah. They are.
We're losing the working of the Holy Spirit within our church.
That's right.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. We're going to look at 14 verses. Ezekiel, by the power of God, was taken to a valley. Yes. Now, the commentaries that I've read after say that this valley, it was probably the Valley of Gehenna.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Babylonians come in and they slaughtered the Israelites,
yeah,
they just threw their carcasses in this valley.
That's right.
Can you imagine the stench? Years ago, I was maintenance supervisor at a complex that covered 85 acres, and it was in the Lopez Canyon. And it was also a place where they dumped bodies. And when the wind was blowing to the south down the canyon, you could always tell when they had dumped a body.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that smell in your nose, you'll never get rid of it. I'd smell that and I'd say, call the sheriff. We're going body hunting. Folks, listen. The stench from that valley had to arose where everybody could know what was going on.
That's right.
But in Ezekiel, verse 1, please, Debbie.
The hand of the Lord is upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the
Lord.
Whoa.
And the hand of the Lord was up on me. Now, this is Ezekiel talking.
Yeah.
And folks, I don't believe this is anything like a parable. I believe this is an actual occurrence.
Yeah.
There was a person, a place.
Yes.
And the hand of the Lord moved him to a place where he could see. Brother Roger, today we need the hand of the Lord to open our eyes spiritually.
Amen.
And let us see.
Yes.
That's right.
And carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Stop. Folks, tonight, just by looking at the congregation and looking at the church rolls, we have dead, dry bones in this church.
That's right. Amen.
And we need to pray for them.
Amen.
We need to do something to get them back in here.
That's right.
Folks, if it takes a brisket every Sunday, I'll volunteer.
Amen.
Maybe they will get the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sure be so mean. You ain't seen nothing yet. Meanness is my middle name. This valley was full of dry bones.
Yep.
And I say to you today, if we will look at this church from spiritual eyes, we'll see a church full of dry bones.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Listen, the only one that can do anything about it, if we do our part, God will do His part.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
God is faithful in all things.
Amen.
Pick up with that last verse, please.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God.
O Lord, thou knowest. You know, there's some things, Jim, excuse me, didn't mean any disrespect. Pastor Jim can't know.
That's right.
There's things I don't know. But he asked the question, O Lord, thou knowest. The Lord knew if those bones could live again.
Yeah, amen.
The Lord knows if this church can be revived again.
That's right. Amen.
The Lord knows if we can be picked up, put back together, mended, and love one another, and so be saved.
Amen. Amen.
The preacher preached on Ruth. One of the best, matter of fact, it's the best message I've ever heard on Ruth.
Amen.
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 You know what the Word says? He talked about gleaning, harvesting.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says that the fields are white and ready for harvest.
That's right.
Yes.
We need to go harvest some souls.
Amen.
Yes.
One of these days, Brother Tony's going to croak. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I love you, but it's true. And we need a replacement.
That's
some
right.
of us, including myself, are 73. I've got 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on a banana peel. I'm ready to slide off. He was talking about being on the edge and Peter
taught her?
Why, that was great.
And you folks are going to need somebody to replace me one
That's
of these
right.
days.
Amen.
And before Diane's clocks up and says, well, there's no replacement for you, brother.
None of us are indispensable.
No.
God's got somebody, but we, as God's people, as His church, got to go find them and bring them in to hear the gospel.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said of Himself, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men.
That's right.
Now, folks, that's not being lifted up here in the house of God.
Yes.
That's not what that's talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about when you go out into the world.
Amen.
And you lift up Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will draw all men. You keep coming, you're going to want to join.
That's right.
If you don't, I'm going to give you a haircut.
Listen, brother. Listen, he doesn't come because I'm pretty. And he sure doesn't come because he's pretty.
That's right.
He comes because the Word of God is preached in
him. Amen.
You That's don't right. know what, you know what the saddest day of this church is going to be?
And I'm not a prophet. I'm not wanting it to happen. But if it does, it's going to be the saddest day of this church. When you drive by Sister Jim, Sister Sandy and Brother Jim's house, and there's a U-Haul in the driveway.
Come on, preach.
Lord,
that's going to be the saddest day of this church.
Yes.
Because God has placed an overseer. This isn't His church. He's the overseer.
That's right.
Yes.
It's not your church.
That's right.
It's not Brother Jose's church. He's a deacon, but it's not his church. It's not the pianist's church.
Amen.
It's our church, and it belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
Brother, listen. That would be a sad day.
Yeah.
Can't happen. No.
I thought they were going to Kentucky, and the Lord kept it. See, the Lord works in a mysterious way. And Sister Sandy was by herself. And I went up and I put my arm around her. I said, Sister, don't make Jim do something stupid when he's in
Kentucky. He did?
Yeah.
Because, listen, he gets discouraged sometimes.
Yes. Lord, yes.
And we need to uplift him because he is the man that God has placed in here.
Yes.
He's one of the best preachers that I've ever heard.
Amen.
Yes. Listen, brother. We better start upholding our old
Lord.
Read.
Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Prophesy unto these bones.
Yes.
Listen, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, there is prophecy or preaching of the Word to this church that is full of dry bones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come and preach.
Amen.
But when are we going to get past the faithful 30?
Mm.
When are we going to start encouraging and admonishing the people that have no spirit within them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Come on,
preach it. That's right.
Preach it. Brother, listen. The time has come. The Word says in another passage, I believe it's 1 or 2 Peter, let judgment begin at the house of God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This is where it starts.
Yeah, amen.
We can go out there on the porch and look on the Davis Valley and all of the light, and there's thousands upon thousands of people down there. And we say, well, they're going to die and go to hell, but we're going to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to have an outreach.
That's right. Amen.
We need to be spreading the gospel to them.
That's right.
That's right.
We have people that work with the homeless. Now, I don't agree with everything they do, but at least somebody's doing something.
That's right.
Yeah.
More than what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read. Prophesy unto these bones.
Thus saith the Lord God unto these dry bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you.
See, and listen, whoa. The Lord told Ezekiel, I will cause breath to come in you.
Yeah.
That's our hope.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Brother, not that they'll get revived because of me, but that they'll get revived because of the power of God and the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will lay sandals upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
That's right.
God, the rapture, I believe it can come at any time.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
When I was in Vietnam, I've had people that professed, I knew people that professed to be children of God, and some of them, they're in 1,000 pieces still in Vietnam. But there's coming a time, Brother Jim, when He's going to bring all flesh back together.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to bring us back together.
Yes.
The church back together.
That's right.
Those that have died and gone on before us and been even cremated and scattered in the sea.
Amen.
He's going to bring them back.
That's right.
Brother, if He can do that, He can do that in our church.
That's right. Amen.
He can cause flesh to come on the bone.
Sure.
Sinew upon sinew.
Yeah.
But notice, there is one thing that only He can do. Go ahead.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking.
Whoa. Wasn't it Elijah stood in the cave, and he heard a rumbling? He heard the wind. Brother, this wind is coming from God Himself.
Yes.
Amen.
And He caused the movement among the dry bones.
Amen.
There's a song, revive us again.
Amen.
Brother, we need to be revived
today. Amen.
We need for the church to be filled with the Spirit of the living God.
That's right. Amen.
Tell it.
I want you to understand something. Sister Tony, when the river gets high enough and He baptizes you, I want you to understand something. Don't ever feel like you just have to sit there.
That's right.
Amen. That's one of the worst things Baptists have ever done. People come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and are baptized, and we say, "Well, sister, you just have a seat and be quiet."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come see me. No, listen. We need for you to get involved in the working of this church.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. You got your name, bro.
Jerry.
The happy wanderer. At least I give him credit. You know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, he's in the house of God.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
The fields are white and ready for harvest.
Yeah.
Right.
The faithful 30. Sometimes we act like we're dead.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a fact. Brother, listen, we need to pray. Lord, fill me with the Spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We've let Pentecostal do a job on us.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
If we stood up and said, praise the Lord, people would pray.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth.
That's right. Amen.
Anybody sitting behind Sister, our Brother Santino, my brother, that's right. Yes. Mother, you're on the back sliders row. you need to get up.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Because he doesn't have a voice like mine.
Oh, no.
He's got to use unnatural instruments. To get you to hear. I can yell to the rooftop, praise Jesus!
Amen.
Go ahead and read. I got to hurry. I'm on my 50th minute.
And behold the shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone.
Behold, there was a shaking.
Yeah.
We need the Lord to shake this church.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
We do. Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
We need to stop occupying just time and space.
I said we. Do you guys understand that I'm including myself in that when I say we? I'm part of the we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to let the Lord shake this place up. Amen.
If
it cracks the wall for a little, we'll come down and catch them.
There you go.
We need the Lord to shake this place
up. Amen, that's right.
Our pastor, bless his little pea-picking heart, he does the best he can do.
Yeah.
But it's not what the Lord can do.
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
The Lord can shake this place.
No, amen.
Now, I'll tell you, there's times he wants to grab people by the shoulders and shake them.
Because
I've been in his shoes. I know how it feels to preach your heart out and be ignored.
Oh, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
We need to say, Lord, shake me up.
Yeah.
Shake me up.
Shake me up.
Yeah.
And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
Go ahead.
Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy the son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
Amen.
So I prophesied.
I want you to notice something. I'll tell you what our problem is. And I'm not a genius. It didn't take much for me to figure this out. We have the same problem that the nation of Israel had when they went into the promised land. You know what that was? In our eyes, look at Numbers if you don't believe me, it's in there. In our eyes, we were as grasshoppers among them.
That's right.
It was perception, how they seen their self.
Yes, yes.
Brother, we got to get past that.
Amen.
We got to say, Lord, breathe life into me. Bring my body back to where it ought to be. Give me the power and the security and the confidence to reach out to the lost and dying.
Amen.
What verse are you on?
I'm on verse 10.
Okay, I just got to get my brain with where she's at. Go ahead.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came in.
And he prophesied as he commanded me.
Yeah.
There is nobody in this building. There is nobody on the church roll that cannot say that our pastor preaches anything but the truth.
That's right.
Amen.
Say it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and read that.
And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
Oh! You see, that's what we need to carry out the Great Commission.
Amen.
The faithful 30 ain't going to do it.
No.
But the faithful 100, they do it.
Yeah.
When they get excited, when the Lord causes them to stand up, he said to Ezekiel, look, this is a mighty army.
Yeah.
It's going to take an army to evangelize this valley.
Yeah.
That's right.
But brother, it can be done through the power and the working of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As bad as she, Sister Tony, saw this church. And she, I told her, be brutally honest.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
The honesty, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Nope. You don't like it, repent.
Amen.
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 She still wants to become a member.
Yes.
Because she feels in her heart of hearts, this is where God wants her.
At least I trust that she still wants to become a member.
You know?
Most definitely.
Listen. We need to remember the dry bones
Amen.
Of the Wagon Wheel Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes. Yes.
We need to pray to God. God, bring those bones together. Bring sinew, bring skin up on them, bring muscle up on them, and then cause them to stand.
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians, 6th chapter, I believe it is, where it talks about dressing for spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Listen, brother, it says, after you've done all the stand.
Yeah.
Then it says these words, stand therefore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stand therefore. Yeah. Brother, we need to stand up, even against those that have
right.
no spiritual life in them.
Amen.
And say, this is your church, buddy. You need to be here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I tell you, it's a sad thing when we look down, and this is probably how Jesus sees us, is a church full of dead bones.
Yeah.
Only Jesus can change the outcome. He can breathe life into them, bring their bones back together, and cause them to stand. And He says, this will be a mighty home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, we need to experience the greatness of God Almighty in our life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When He left this world, I think the preacher's going to owe me about 5 minutes. When He left this world, He said, brother, I'll never be you or
sin. That's right. That's right.
He said, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
I believe He's with us tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
But folks, it's just not the faith of 30.
All right.
That's right.
It's
right.
Every member of this church.
That's right.
Either they want to come and be part of us. This is how mean I can be. Or let them go.
That's right.
And let them be part of the world.
That's right. Amen.
Because I'll tell you, from experience, I've pastored longer than he has. See the white hair? He's going to get there. He ain't seen nothing yet. And just galls me to death. Since I'm being honest, I'm not going to tell you this. I've heard preachers over the course of my life say, well, look, folks, they'll tell the church this. Well, look, folks, in the end times, there's going to come a great falling away.
Yes,
and we're seeing that now. They're justifying their lack of the Spirit.
Amen, that's right.
There's no excuse for falling away in the Lord's church until you're planted 6 foot under.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Yes.
Bro, we need to get up.
Yeah.
We need to say, Lord, fill my spirit.
Fill my spirit.
I've actually, you know, we've had people that were coming here. They took offense to Brother Elmo. Now, how could look at that. Look, how could you take offense at this place? No! Because he gets excited. He says, praise the Lord. He claps his hands.
That's right. Amen.
I want to see the day when the deacons gets up. Deacon, I'm going to get one right now. And the possible deacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Get so excited about what God's doing here. They start running up and down the row and say, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I was raised in a church that did that.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
My dad would preach and people would get excited and then unleash the Spirit in their life. Now, they didn't start speaking in tongues.
No.
But they would say, hallelujah. That's praise right. God. Pass the evidence.
That's right. Amen.
We need that today, folks.
Yeah, we do.
Well, we're losing it.
That's right.
We're becoming a valley of dead bones.
That's right.
We don't have to be that way.
Nope.
You know what it depends on? You and I.
You and I.
You and I. Saying, Lord, here I am, use me.
Use me.
Help me, Lord, to reach lost souls.
Sure.
Yes.
And then He will raise up a mighty army.
That's right.
All right. Amen.